You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's X Factor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's X Factor After Show.
One, two, three. It's the X Factor
After Show. After Show.
It's the X Factor
After Show. After Show.
It's the X Factor
After Show. After Show.
Yeah. TV.com.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let's get an applause.
That was a lot faster. I liked it.
All right, guys, we all know that Bing is for doing, and what are we doing? We're doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV. This is The X Factor, Season 2, Episode 5, live episode number, was it 2, 3?
Three.
All right, guys.
Emblem three.
We'll get to them. We will get to them in a second. But hey, you diehard AfterBuzz fans, what's up, Nation? Watchtower Base chat roll. What's up, guys at home? We're all back, full strength.
The family is back.
Yes.
Our family. Okay. All right, guys. So I'm JC, and let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. Starting with the lovely lady to my right.
Hey, I'm Melissa Macedo.
Across the table.
Hey, I'm Michelle Macedo.
How you doing? I'm Mark E. Allen.
What's going on? I'm Nick Collins.
All right, guys. So,
and what about
The engineer, the guy in the booth, running the ones and twos?
Oh, forget that guy. That guy's lame. Let's just keep going.
Hey, so who do we have back there tonight?
Martin.
Martin.
Martin. Martin. Martin the comedian.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Okay, Martin, you're first time with the AfterBuzz group, and I'm going to let you know that we're going to give you a really hard time, but you're going to have a great time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Because we're going to make you.
All right. Make you what?
Have a good time.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought there was like...
There was like more. Coming. There was something horrible.
It's been a long night.
All right, if you haven't jumped the shark by now, guys, stick around for we got a great show. We got 13 live performances, and if you're not watching us live, make sure to tune in on iTunes. Subscribe, click, comment. Let us know what you think. Tell us how happy you have the Macedo twins back.
Yeah.
Mark, Nick.
Yeah, just us, though.
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
And Jason.
Yes, and remember, we bring you all this free content weekly, and all we ask is for you to comment because it helps keep the lights on. All right, with that said, let's talk about comments. What'd you guys think about tonight's show overall?
Ladies.
Well, better than last week, right? But still, you know.
Agreed.
I'd say there was definitely one, you know, standout performance, which we'll get to later.
Yeah, but don't give the goodies.
You know, there's a lot of youngins. There's a lot of youngins. And I'm just going to go out there and say that I think the coaches disagreed a lot.
I'm just going to also say, not movie night.
No,
it's not movie night.
It's from movies.
It's popular
the Katy
songs.
Perry movie doesn't count.
No,
yeah, that's
that
funny
is
that
doesn't
that.
Count.
You know,
also Twilight shouldn't really count.
Yeah, it's,
yes, it should.
Now you've alienated.
They just put on every music. Listen, they just like put on every popular song on the Twilight.
On the Twilight.
If you have any comments towards Michelle Macedo, make sure to go to the Twitter and let her know.
The Twitter.
Oh, gosh, Michelle. Hey, Martin, quick request. Can you put on the air? Because I'm sweating like a hooker in church right now.
Yes, we'll do.
All right. Okay. All right, guys. So,
I'm glad we addressed that.
There is a big difference this week. No, getting back to the show. Nick, I think you're in agreement with me. I mean, I don't know if it was the sound mixing or you brought it up, Mark.
Yeah, I think last week there was something with the sound. All the vocals were kind of flat and way above the way higher than the actual music. So tonight it felt like we were actually there, because there was a lot of performances last week and I was like, they loved that. But if you were there, I think you would understand how good of a performance it was. But watching it from TV, it was just kind of like it was very noticeable. This week was much better.
Yeah, overall, I was shocked. I was like, whoa. I thought, you know, what I heard last week, I thought that's what they were actually going to sound like. Because so far during the auditions and the judges' houses, it's been a little more produced and a little more fine-tuned, you know, and now we get to hear them live. And I was like, oh, this is what they really sound like. And I was bracing for the worst, and they delivered, I thought, last week. But this week, I'm in shock. Overall, I thought, for the most part, everyone was pretty darn amazing. Yeah, I said darn.
I absolutely agree. I think this week is just like 100 times better than last week.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought everyone last week was pretty not so good.
Pretty not.
I thought they were pretty bad. All right. I thought this week was 100 times better. Song choices were so much better. People looked so much better. I happened to learn that a lot of songs were actually written for Twilight, so now I feel like I don't like those songs as much anymore. But still good song choices. So much better. So much better.
Like, literally, even the host, we said, it just seemed a little, it was fine-tuned compared to last week. So let's dive into it.
You mean even the host, like, Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez?
Khloe.
I thought Khloe was better this week. I think she's gotten better each episode.
Well, I think it takes time to kind of jump into something.
To become a host.
Yeah. Overnight. I mean, Mario is always strong, but it is different to, you know, he does a show, America's Best Dance Crew, and he's by himself, so it's kind of his show, and then he can kind of deliver how he wants, but this time you're sharing the stage.
Right, and he's on, you know, Extra with Maria, and he's got his own radio show. I don't know when this guy sleeps.
Yeah. He's trying to do the Ryan Seacrest pretty
much. Yes, he is.
You know, so, well, let's get into it. Let's talk about Britney and the, what is it, the young adults?
The teens.
The teens.
Well,
we go.
Clearly we had a big surprise from the start of the show. Diamond White coming back into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be David Corey, to tell you the truth, that was coming back. I did.
So could it be the sound mixing? Because I thought her Thursday Save Me performance was awesome.
Really, I thought it was really good too. I mean, completely different songs, completely different styles. I just, for whatever reason, I felt like Diamond started way up here and then just slowly declined. And I thought David Corey was very consistent throughout the whole competition. I was really surprised to see him go. And when they said they were going to bring someone back, I thought it was going to be him. Wasn't him. What can you do?
Yeah, but I mean, she definitely deserves to be in this competition. I was hoping it was David Corey. He was, I think, my favorite overall, and he was very consistent. But I think you had said something before about him and Vino Alon being somewhat in the same lane. So, strategic move, yes or no?
I totally thought it was strategic by LA. Yeah. You know, he had it.
Like, you mean they were gonna kick her off and then to call her back?
No. The reason that he got rid of
David Corey,
because he and Vino are very similar, which just what Mark just said. So he had to play it. He had to offer up David Corey. He couldn't give up Jason Brock. He couldn't give up, you know, he just couldn't give up some of his over 25s because they fill certain boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had two in the same box, I mean, they're going to cancel each other out.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but I mean, Erin Ray. We open with Erin Ray, and okay, it seems like there's going to be some disagreements on tonight's episode.
What, like if this is from a movie?
Well, I liked it.
Well, I love that song, American Boy by Estelle.
Yeah, what movie was that from?
Yeah.
Like Made in Manhattan.
From like
Hey, hold on, we can find out. Martin is our tank. Martin is like our mate in The Matrix. He had Tank and Keanu Reeves whenever he needed someone's girl.
Right.
Martin, please find out who sings American Boy from
Estelle.
Estelle
does. But I know. Find out what movie
what
it's
movie
in.
It's from.
Got it.
Okay.
He definitely killed it, though. I felt like this was a strong performance for him.
He was gyrating at the camera. he was a little jarring.
Which you loved.
I loved it, personally.
But I just like how he kind of started off simple on the bike and kind of so you could hear his vocals
simple
and stuff.
Simple on the bike.
Simple.
Was like, who made that motorcycle? Was that like a sponsor? Was that like a commercial? Because what was the
all
bike
of the
for?
Above.
Oh, my God. You know what I bet it's from like Fast and Furious or something.
If there's one thing you can expect from these performances, it's flash. It's we saw some really big things tonight. Okay?
Yeah.
Starting
some
with
really
the bike.
Big motorcycles that he clearly couldn't ride, but could stand in front of and move my bed.
No, but he remind me of Marcus Canty from last season.
Yeah.
The whole gyration. He had that whole mark. But I liked him better vocally this week.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I thought he was great.
Yeah, yeah. Showed different elements to his voice, too. And I don't know. It, from the beginning to the end, it definitely went somewhere. And the dancers worked. It just... and he added some different phrasing to it, too. I think overall, he made it as original as he could. But
he also added some of his own rap stuff.
Right. Did he really? So,
yeah. Because she's like, hey, I don't know. We won't go into it.
she's like, hey.
She said hey once.
And he was like, I'll go to the suites. I don't know.
I heard that. And because he was talking about like his hood, yeah. In which he just said that like people get shot like close by.
Oh, right.
Like often. Like,
so vague.
Often.
Like
yeah.
Pretty often.
Did yeah. You,
and that had his like worst nightmare was going back to like high school.
Yeah.
Being normal.
Yeah. We all had to do it. Unless we're being illegal. And not going.
It felt like I was at his concert.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
He was great tonight.
Like a NASCAR concert.
Michelle, you
like
are
a Harley Davidson concert.
So bad tonight.
But I'm sorry. It's like it was just a little traumatizing. The gyrating. It just but he sounded good. I was distracted.
Oh, you were distracted. Okay, well.
Flippity flop in my face. That's it.
This is a family show. Okay, so let's. Maybe we got saved by Beatrice, maybe? Was anyone feeling Beatrice by chance?
Beatrice,
yeah. Iris, Google Dolls. Listen,
not at
that song.
All.
That song is very. Just overdone. People do it all the time.
Yeah, people
and
do it all
it's
the
kind
time.
Of like a karaoke type thing.
Mark,
but listen,
how many people ask you to sing that song?
Somebody asked me literally, I think 2 weeks ago. I swear to God.
I bet they ask you all the time.
Yeah, but he's like, I mean, for her, listen, I think her style was better this time as far as last week. Which one thing they don't do with her is they don't kind of overdo it with the makeup and stuff. I like that about her is they keep her 13.
Right.
But
well.
It wasn't bad, but there was no wow moments. It was kind of like, oh yeah, that is that song, and you were on key.
I think even sometimes right. She wasn't, like a few times there was something wrong with her voice a little bit. Something.
Yeah, but what did you said last week she was.
But also, can I just say really fast?
Yeah.
I felt like everyone was talking about like Erin Rae went somewhere in the song, mm-hmm. and I feel like she was kind of the same the whole song.
Mm,
you
okay.
know, at the same note. I mean, not literally.
Someone dressed her up in a torn-up British flag.
Yes. I liked it. I liked that it was kind of like child is just throwing things on. I don't know. It wasn't...
Okay. Oh, Martin just delivered. All right.
Oh, what?
It's from Obsessed. The great Beyonce flick.
Wait, Beyonce
what?
And Ali Larder? Yeah. Love that movie.
No way.
Epic fight scene, you guys.
Now
you're going to watch
like
a fight
performance?
Scene. Yeah.
Now she doesn't care about the
flippity flop. Now that it's from Now that it's from Obsessed.
That's a classic.
With Beyonce. So they just picked a song and then assigned a movie to where it should be from.
It was better than last week's. Last week was song. What was it? Songs from America.
Oh, I have no idea what they were. They were so bad is what they were.
I think it's just because they rushed their production. But and back like what we were saying, it's much better production this week. But with Beatrice. I think both weeks, vocally, she's just not there. I think mm-hmm. something could be wrong with her voice. She sounds really hoarse.
Yeah.
She's really straining herself. It just definitely seems like something's... I literally wrote, "There's her raspiness is a concern." Because sometimes overall raspiness with a singer, especially a female singer, is something that's attractive. And there you're just like, no, I'm
But then L.A. Reid is like, your tone is what can sell you. But I totally disagree. I think that she's just... I don't know. I don't think she's good. I don't think she's that good. And literally looks like the costume designer was like, here's everything in our closet. Let's put it all on you. Let's just put it all on you.
Well, literally. Let's just get an X-Acto knife and then put it on.
Yeah, just rip it up. It's all like in shreds.
So and with the raspiness and stuff, like I did some like research and I heard that her and Vino Alon hang out a lot, drinking and smoking.
What?
So just maybe she's just not surrounding herself with the right people.
Right. Maybe she's getting in with the wrong crowd.
Is there a full moon here at AfterBuzz? Because good lord, she's only like 13. Y'all.
I know, but that's the thing. She's 13, and I know that sometimes people with like nerves and stuff, like their voice can just go when there's a lot of pressure. But she's 13, and her voice is like resilient enough to where someone should be helping her out. She should not be having these problems right now.
Yeah, but she seems like she takes the pressure the hardest out of everybody.
Yeah.
How when she did like the rooftop performance at Britney's house, it was just like she was just in her head. And then when you're in your head and you're thinking about your voice and you just come out and you don't deliver.
There it is. I think you hit it right there that she's just in her head.
Yeah.
That's what's throwing her off. So second chance for redemption, Diamond White. What'd you guys think? Uh-oh. Nick? What are you going to say?
I don't know. I feel like I'm the only one that doesn't think that she was that good. I think that she got kicked off last week for a reason, and she came back, and I was expecting, like, okay, there's obviously something I missed. And then I literally, I think I was texting during her, I think I was actually getting attacked by dogs during her performance. That's a whole other story. But I was
mayhem in the studio.
You know
studio.
Who I was? I was, who was Simon doing the judging with at his house?
Mark Anthony.
Yeah, I was looking for planes while Diamond was singing. I was looking for planes. I just wasn't for
saw
me.
The planes.
I have a feeling a lot of people would disagree with me, but I just didn't think that it was.
I mean,
that
you were
good.
Thinking about what went wrong with J-Lo.
Yeah.
What went wrong?
Well, Nick, you didn't connect technically? What didn't you like? What was it?
I don't know. I mean, she's young and she has an amazing voice for her age, but she doesn't seem comfortable on stage, and I'm not comfortable watching her perform. And I think that her voice is, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I could never go up there and do what she did, but I think for the competition, I don't see her winning it.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing about her, like, she's so young, also, her voice is, like, way beyond her years. Last week, they tried to put her in a lane, like, okay, you're only 13, let's just put you in this childish thing and have fun out there. Mm-hmm. And then you've seen, like, oh, okay, maybe that doesn't work, because her voice is beyond her years. So this week, they kind of brought it back and, like, did the Whitney Houston thing, where she's, like, a young Whitney out there. I felt like her vocals were ridiculous. I felt like she was just on point the whole time. Is she going to be a 13-year-old singer like Whitney and do music like Whitney Houston? I don't know. I think they have to kind of blend the two and figure out what works for her. But I think she tore it up tonight. Like, they gave her this song. She went out there, and I felt like she killed it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of think Whitney was not the best choice. I think it's because
it's overdone.
Everyone does Whitney.
Well, yeah.
I agree with you.
But I think her vocals were amazing. But, you know, like someone said that she started off being like this prize and like she was just the best, you know, and everyone was obsessed with her. Yeah. And then from there, where can you really go?
It's true.
You know?
Just down.
Down.
Just down.
But, yeah.
Nosedive. But she actually, I thought she sounded really good, too. I think because she's 13, I think that maybe at the beginning there was some, like, lack of control in her voice. But for a 13-year-old, it's, like, amazing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think that they don't know where to put her. And she's, like, not old enough to be Whitney Houston, like, she's not old enough to be that yet, and yeah.
She's, like, not old enough to...
She's not old enough to be
really
anything
do
but 13. Just start her period. About all. Well, that's when it happens, guys. Let's deal. Happens every month. All right.
Okay. And obviously, it's happening right now.
Oh! It's not.
This could be our last AfterBuzz. Yeah. I kind of agree. With Nick.
Yes. Yes. That's what I like to hear.
I'm with you on this, Nick. Absolutely. Because I was a big champion off of last Thursday's performance. I thought Diamond was just on point. And I was telling you guys, oh, my God, Diamond. And I don't know. You guys are the musicians, literally. You guys,
literally.
No, you guys are. You guys sing. This is what you guys do. You guys travel. You sing. You're artists. You're musicians. And for me, maybe, tell me if I'm wrong. But it felt to me that she was straining, she was flat, and she was coming underneath the notes.
You're wrong.
No!
I don't necessarily agree with JC's points
Wait,
on that.
Wait, this
but
week?
I do agree that
week?
I don't think she was that good.
Tonight.
I think that that's the lack of control that I picked up on.
Okay.
That I think that, yeah, I think that there were some points that weren't, just because also, and I do this every time someone does Whitney Houston, I look for what doesn't sound like Whitney. I'm like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah, especially when you do it exactly how she does it. I know, yeah. You shouldn't do Whitney. I felt like she did amazing with Mark what they gave it. Her.
I hate to do this, but Mark and I, we did Idol. Okay, Jessica Sanchez when she did Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Good or not? Good, yeah. Or great?
Great, yeah.
Would you put that in the same ballpark?
I would put it close, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry. Because we're talking about, you know, everyone who does Whitney.
But she was 17.
All right, fine. Let's move on. This is only a 4-hour show. Okay, let's move on to, you said since 13-year-olds, we have to be kind, they're 13. But when you're facing people like Carly Rose Sonnenklar, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That 13-year-old can go up against anybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was amazing, and she, I feel like, is just coming into her own and releasing her, like, voice. Which is, especially when you're just learning how to sing and like, wait, she was on Broadway, right?
Yeah.
She was. She did Les Mis.
Mm.
So yeah. She has a lot of experience.
Yeah, well, we saw her when she was 2.
Oh, yeah. Like, and her brother was like, yeah, and someone was like, what did you think of that performance? And he was like, it was good. Yes. She's like, mah, mah, mah. I would never, I mean, she turned out good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turned out doing well. I would never encourage my child.
I thought it was the best performance of the night. That's what I was alluding to earlier.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Spoiler alert.
I agree with that. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
By far the best performance tonight. I was, in LA's words, I was getting chill bumps.
Yeah.
I was getting some chill bumps all throughout that performance, and I thought she killed it.
Yeah.
I thought she was amazing.
I just want the best for her, and if they stay like in this lane, I think it's going to be amazing for her. It was simple. It was she had great vocals. It was just a solid performance. I still don't think it's as great as her performance when she did it in front of Will.i.am and Britney. She still hasn't reached that, but I mean that's all within the song choice. Like,
which song did she do? Do you remember?
Carmen.
Martin. No. Oh, yeah.
She did Carmen. Gosh, what's it?
Carmen. Oh.
Yeah, the group Carmen.
The opera.
Yeah.
The vibrato.
Thanks. I think it was because I was nervous. Y'all.
But yeah, so
you
she,
can do
I mean,
more than .com. Nice.
Yeah.
But she definitely, like, she definitely knows where she needs to go now. Like, that, she just needs to stick to those, to that lane. I mean,
yeah.
So is that a problem for the show? Could she be that good that literally I agree with you. I don't think that this was her best performance.
Hmm.
This by far was not her best. I guarantee she will have better performances in the weeks to come. Absolutely.
Agreed.
She's 13. She has the rest of her life for amazing performances.
Wah, wah.
No, but it's true.
True.
I mean, she can only like go up from here rather than...
She can only get older, you know?
She can only get older.
All right, let's move on, y'all. You're driving me crazy tonight. Let's go.
Who's next?
Let's go to Demi and, of course, Demi and Simon going in.
She was just...
Whoa, yeah, dude.
She was, yeah, dishing it out.
Snappers.
Simon was just like hating on her the whole time.
Yeah, and she was like, no, Simon, I don't care about you. You suck.
And she said, oh, I can't believe that there's actually... some like hip young, some the bone thought. In your body or something like that. Just very
brain in that
something
brain.
Insulting.
So is that a direct quote?
Yeah, that's a direct quote.
You think it's a good dynamic?
Oh my god, they're the best dynamic on the show, 100%. Demi can say whatever she wants to Simon because it looks like they're going at it on TV, but I know deep down Simon is eating it up and like you know it makes gets people talking about it online, social media. Demi can say whatever she wants. Simon will never fire her. She's the best thing that has happened to getting rid of all the judges in the past, and I think she's carrying the judging table in conversation at least, coming up with more than 5 or 6 words to say it, unlike Brittany.
Hey, Brittany was better this week, I
much
thought.
Better. Yes. She had media training, 100% had to have happened.
Absolutely. No, and we'll start with Demi's team. What about Paige Thomas? Let's start with the very first, the Rihanna-esque. Now, last week she channeled Gaga, and this week she channeled
Zena.
Top Gun. Yes. No, someone said Pink.
Pink, yeah.
Yeah, and Pink, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was flying.
Yeah, she was
What'd you guys say?
That was crazy how she was flying.
Pin the costume down.
Like vocally, just
yeah, just pin it down.
I thought it was great. I thought she did really well. See what I wrote.
Yeah, I thought she was awesome. Yeah,
I just felt like, I mean, there was nothing too surprising with it.
Yeah,
which kind of she definitely handled the song and sang it great. I'm kind of mad that guy beat me out for the role to be here.
Right.
Yeah. What was with that?
You were so close.
I know. On a veil, dude. You and that guy.
Yeah, I was. Like, I just got to watch him do that.
No, you were like, I'm busy that night. I have to do the AfterBuzz show.
But yeah, I did feel like there was nothing too surprising or breathtaking about it. You know?
Okay, honestly, it kind of bothered me, that guy, because it was distracting. Like, what are you doing? I get it if someone was like, go fix your dress. You know? Mm-hmm. And they're like, got to put that guy out there. But it's like, she can handle the stage without, like, whoever it, like, what, either make out or sing.
Now that we've talked about everything except for the singing, I'm just kidding. I'm honored today.
I'm not insulted at all.
What'd you guys think of the singing? Because last week she was bad, I thought. And to hear
she kind of does like the futuristic thing, and I think it definitely works for her and the new hairstyle, all that. So I mean, she sang it great, but I mean, it just
was it the sound mixing? Like what no. we talked
you
about?
You mean like with last week?
Yes,
yeah, that did not help.
Last week to this week, it's like a whole different artist. I literally thought I even voted that she was going to be booted off last week.
I think it's the same artist. I think it's just different dynamics to like what kind of artist she is. But she has a great voice, so she shouldn't always just do the pop stuff and the dancing or whatever. So I mean, yeah, this is I think they both work for her.
Simon thought that she was going to be, if she kept going this way, that she was going to end up being karaoke, and that I disagreed. No, I'm sorry.
I think I disagreed with all the judges. I think all the judges thought she wasn't that good. They're like, everything was on stage, but you shooting into space. Mm-hmm. But I think that she was consistent. She's been consistently really good through this whole competition. I thought she started off stronger than it ended, because for me the backtrack had the harmonies were just way too powerful, and it kind of drowned her out, in my opinion. Mm. But other than that, I think that she's been super consistent, and I think that she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think the judges were harsher on her than other people.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Maybe because she went first, or she went second.
Second, yeah.
She went second, so early on, maybe they're saving the better critiques for later on.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, the staging. They all seemed to have, like, a very strong opinion about the whole flying thing. I mean, Simon, like, hated it, right? Or he, what did
but
he
you need
say?
Those simple performances. I think, especially when you're that smoking hot. Like, that's fine. That's perfect. Just do that.
It was strategy.
Yeah, do that. Exactly what I was saying. Took the words out of my mouth.
What this is, it's just strategy. It's strategy, yeah. Simon. Because Simon and Demi, obviously, they've got an axe to grind here. They're going at it. And he's just saying that just to get at Demi, get under her skin. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. Because we all thought Paige was great.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. Like someone we thought, I don't know, I think we differed a little bit was Janelle Garcia. The little parody of, I'm sorry, take that back.
Ooh. Ooh. That was Simon's words, right?
Channeling Joan Jett, I guess.
Yeah.
But okay, was it a parody? Was she herself? I mean, let's say she gets done with X Factor. Is she going to be able to be her own artist?
Well, the unfortunate thing is that she kind of looks like Joan Jett. And there are other people who did songs that were very similar to the originals, you know? Mm-hmm. But they don't look like the artist. But she does have that. That's her vibe. That's her, like, niche. Mm-hmm. What they probably should have done is picked a different song, not by Joan Jett. And I bet they wouldn't have said anything.
No, I think that they dressed her up like Joan Jett. I don't think she looks like that, like...
But they dressed her, like, to look like
that's
it,
what I'm
saying.
Yeah.
Simon mentioned that, actually, that he didn't like her look.
Yeah.
That they had turned her into something...
He said, you're going... Is that the one where he said you're going in the wrong direction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to go in one direction.
I know. I was going to say something. I know.
Shameless plug.
There's only one direction.
Listen, she had a good look before, but it wasn't star quality, I don't think, in my opinion. I like the look that she has now. I think it definitely works, but she's going to be so in her head now that Simon said that. Every time she looks in the mirror, every time, like, she has to change something now. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she's going to be like, oh, if I do this, it's not good enough, unless... he comes out and says, like, okay, maybe this does work. Maybe I was wrong.
Wow, that's that's treacherous.
I agree with this man, Mark, over here, definitely. When she was, you know, auditioning and everything through the show, she was cute. She had charisma, but she did not look like a star. You have to make them look like a star. It's just the sad facts about it. I think tonight or since the live shows, they dressed her up to look like Demi, to make Demi look like Joan Jett, if that kind of makes sense. But at the same time, I didn't think the parody or the karaoke version of it didn't really bother me, because at the same time, maybe they could have chose a different song, but if you take that song out of its context, it's just like a weird song. Like, you kind of need something rock kitschy out to go with it.
Yeah.
You know?
And the other thing I want to say about that is that she, although she looks like however old she is, like sweet girl, whatever, her voice isn't that. So, like, Simon may look at her and think, oh, little girl, but that's not what her voice is. She came in with that. Yeah.
Sassy rock and roll.
Yeah, so, you know.
The only thing I would have said, and she worked the stage perfectly. I think next week, if they do some kind of maybe slower thing, or if she even did, like, a slow version with I Love Rock and Roll, that might have been tight. But, like, she works the stage, she's sexy, and she sells it, and her voice is different than anybody else on the show. Mm-hmm. I think she belongs here.
Yeah. So, just like the other year, critique is it's just hot. Just do
she's
it.
Smoking hot.
Hey, sex sells.
She got a good. She got a good voice. Sex sells. And now she looks like a star. Like,
yeah, she does.
Yep.
So. I don't know. I'm not sold yet, but it's still early. I don't know. I think they're gonna play with their looks so many times, and poor thing, she's gonna get lost in the shuffle. You know, she's like, well, this week I'm gonna do this. Next week she may be Peroxide Blonde, which leads me to Nick. That's right, Miss CeCe Collins.
This is gonna shock everybody.
Oh yeah, CeCe Fry Collins.
This is gonna shock everybody, but I am super, super disappointed in my girl CeCe.
Wow.
I thought. Let me hear it. Weird song choice. Eye of the Tiger, just not a song that you should do, really.
It's not
a song you should do. Yeah, she looked so bizarre. The parachute pants were not happening. She literally looked like the poor man's Lady Gaga, in my opinion. I don't know what happened. She did not sound that good. She can sound better. I think she's on the chopping block, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I was disappointed in her too.
Super disappointed.
She looked weird, and not like weird like bad, but she looked uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then she sang that song. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And she was off. Like, what?
She kept saluting the camera, and I hated that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was super weird. And she was singing it like. Yeah, she looked uncomfortable, and also she was trying to be, like, fierce or something. Like, that's her thing. Like, she wants to be fierce, and she wants to, like, get that across. But she just looked, like, militant and strange.
And, yeah.
Like, it was creative, but it just wasn't – it just didn't work. It didn't show her vocals. She has amazing vocals.
Yeah.
I'm not saying do Whitney Houston again. I'm just saying
– Don't do Eye of the Tiger again.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that one.
The Eye of the Leopard.
I know. I was going to say at least do that. Like, I'm going to paint your face.
Yeah, Nick, I think you're mad because she brought back the leopard print on her face. And yeah, you're not a big fan of that.
That didn't bother me so much. Everything about her tonight bothered me, and I am surprised at myself. I can't. I said it.
So
I'm the first to say it.
What should she? What should she sing next week? Maybe something slow, perhaps. Maybe something where she just like Christina, beautiful, or something.
Or like even Lady Gaga, if that's what she wants. Just like don't dress like that, and something that shows off her vocals. Like you don't have to be able to have a voice like Lady Gaga to sing that song. Eye of the Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, sing a song that shows it off a little more.
Yeah.
And we know her to be supposedly the badass bee in the room, and she's really tough, but
yeah.
You guys notice that whenever she got critiqued, like, she literally almost broke down.
Yeah.
Totally.
She did. I think that it's likable.
No, but she was getting defensive.
Like, oh, yeah.
She had that look in her eye, like, if she was going to talk back.
Do you think that she is a likable contestant, though?
No, I didn't like her. No, I didn't like her. I didn't like her until I saw her break down in Demi's
apartment or whatever.
Staged apartment. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and when then she was one before, she was like, "Well, this is a competition, so I like don't want to make friends with anyone." And then she was like, "Do you think I mean? Someone said that I mean." And then that made me like her, but I don't like her that much anymore.
Meow. Do you remember when she had that sing off with Paige? They were both on stage.
Yeah.
That her voice was so good then. Like, do something. Not do Whitney ever again. Do something. Like a ballady, you know?
Like a Celine Dion? What do we talk? Something. Not Celine Dion.
Really, but why didn't anybody do that? I thought that they were going to do that.
Like Celine Dion Titanic?
Yeah. Or like ballads? Yeah. Or
Celine Dion?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought Carly Rose would have done Celine myself. Right. Because I think they have. Like, their pitch is similar.
Maybe the rights to the music was just too expensive.
But, yeah. So they bought Eye of the Tiger. Cool.
All right.
They got it on discount Amazon.
So overall, like, Demi's group, kind of like a mixed bag.
Yeah.
So maybe L.A. Reid can save us? No, over 25s.
No love for the over 25s, it seems like.
Not really.
Not much love.
So you think they're going to be out first? Let's start with Vino Alon, Mark's cousin.
Yeah, Mark.
My opinion, his best performance yet.
The whole season.
For sure.
Really?
And I am not a fan of this man. And I thought he was great. I thought he looked great. I like that it was just him on stage too. You know, him just dueling it out. Him in the words. He looked good. He sounded amazing. I thought he sounded amazing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he sounded really good. My only problem was that he didn't go anywhere. It started, you know, I'm not going to do it.
In fact, it did go somewhere. It ended really weird from what I remember.
But that was him. Like, I like the spin he put out. Like, he didn't end it like a normal singer would. I don't know. I felt like his tone, his vocals, everything was great. The thing about him is, like, it's hard to put him in a category because of his look. So if you do a song like When a Man Loves a Woman, like, I don't see him selling that song as a single. However, he killed that song. Like, I felt like it was amazing throughout. And I don't know, he was just passionate. You could feel everything about it. But could that be a single? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But maybe it works. I don't know. It was whatever it was, I loved it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you're transferring your David Corey love to Vino Alon.
Oh, yeah. All of it.
That was all of it.
But before, that's the thing. Like, last week, he didn't sound great because of the mixing. Mm-hmm. With this, it felt like the sound was perfect. Like, we were there. Like, we were watching it at a concert. So, I don't know. He came through this week.
Well, you alluded to what Simon said, that this week he was a soul singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose last week was, like, kind of, was it rock opera? It was kind of like the arrangement was just very odd, and we all talked about the mixing over and over, but I didn't like it. I'm the only guy, person didn't like it.
No, I was kind of bored.
I liked the end except for that weird note that Nick was talking about.
Yeah, something happened. It was strange.
I stopped listening, honestly, at that point.
Did you checked out?
You're looking for planes?
I was looking for planes. That's what I was looking for. J-Lo, planes with J-Lo.
Are you tattooed from Fantasy Island? What's going on? What is that?
Hey, Buzz, the plane.
Wow, yeah.
Speaking of Connect.
What a reference.
Yeah, what a reference. Yeah.
I'm an encyclopedia of, I don't know.
Any. Yeah.
The everything man.
Crickets.
Oh, I was like, a whistle that is very loud.
I thought there was an earthquake in my head.
No. All right, Tate Stevens, can you please save us right now? What did you guys think about good old Tate, Country Boy? I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I think it was a good song choice for
vocally.
Him.
Vocally.
Yeah, I felt like the whole thing worked. He commits to whatever he's doing, and you can't do too much with him because that's not what kind of artist he is. So they just kept it black and red and just go out there and sing a good song. Yeah.
He's copying Willie Jones.
Put a cowboy, what is it, a cow, a bull, what is it?
A bull.
Like a bull skeleton head, just like put that on.
What are you doing?
That's what they had in the background. Like, you know, in Texas, how they
Stevens
have that.
Was totally a bull skeleton head all
in
night.
The background, in the background.
I agree.
No, but you know what I mean? How they have a.
Yeah.
I'm letting you dig yourself.
They had it
out of
in
this.
The background. They
he
had
was
it
just
in the background.
Horseshoes on stage.
But it's just like the typical, like, country, like. Thing.
That's what he is.
Yeah, that's what he is.
It was safe. I thought it was safe. I thought it was good. I thought it was safe. He's lucky America's voting because country is the most popular genre of music, you know, in this country. So we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the
really?
Most.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most popular, most marketable, most profitable.
And yes. They're diehard fans, so they will vote.
Yeah, and they vote. I know, like a lot of singing reality shows, like country singers win.
Mm-hmm. Or get third place.
Or get third.
Yeah.
So it's always either first or third.
Yeah. God darn it.
Is that like Talladega Nights or something there?
No. You're either first or you're last.
Speaking of someone who's either going to be first or last, Jason Brock.
Jason Broccoli.
Oh, that was sad.
Simon was definitely very rude to him as well.
That was a personal attack. That was awful.
Crazy.
Yeah, they were really mean to him.
Yeah.
Like unnecessarily so. I know, that was just rude.
It had nothing to do with the music. Did it? I mean,
no, it was about like what he was wearing. What they call it? Not a cabaret,
loungy Vegas,
Vegas lounge,
which is a great job. Like,
yeah, that is a great
job. I don't see him winning this, but I, if I was in a lounge in Vegas, I'd be like, oh, this guy's good.
Yeah,
and I like his red jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
All I know is there is no love for my boy Jason. Honestly, from his first audition, I thought to myself, this guy, we're gonna see a lot about this. See a lot of this guy, and. Nobody likes him. I don't get it. Am I alone thinking he actually has a really good voice?
He's got a great voice.
I think he has a great voice.
He does.
Where does it fit in the pop world, though?
Well, and I think there's some... Okay, go ahead. He asked you.
Pop world, honestly, I think he is very similar to Adam Lambert. I think he doesn't have to write his own music. Put him in a studio. He has... You know what? He could be a studio singer. Have someone produce for him. Have someone write for him, and just let him go in there and kill it. And who cares what he's wearing? You know, like he has a voice.
Yeah, but I mean, with the X Factor, it is all those different things to get a $5 million contract. So I get that his look doesn't necessarily sell in this world, or not doesn't sell first. But the fact is that he went out there, he sang a great song, and he sang it very well.
They have stylists, so why didn't they, you know, the stylists let him get on stage?
Yeah, judges that... Like they have to like okay everything right like before they go on
like
they have
his
to
mentor
like, yeah that's what it, yeah so L.A. Reid right that's
mm-hmm. his LA's,
so
mentor, yeah.
He would have to have seen that outfit and been like that looks good right
I don't think it looked bad
no.
I felt like it was memorable I don't think it was like well, like
just, but at that level what
in
you
all
just
the
said.
Flames.
I think there's something sort of
too much.
Yeah, the flames as much.
The flames.
I think there's
people.
Something a little insincere about him when he's performing.
Insincere?
Really?
Yeah, that's a good call. I pick up on that.
Yeah, and I think that's why people react like weirdly to him.
I think it's because he's kind of he's not very comfortable.
Yeah, maybe he's like hamming it up because he's insecure.
And
yeah.
then saying that stuff to him on stage is not helping at all.
No
yeah,
way.
I know, and it's like really upsetting. Like, they were so mean.
They were really mean to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that was awful. Yeah.
Chloe actually had, this was, I think, Chloe's best moment of the night when she literally asked Brittany.
I know.
Well, what would you have him mm-hmm. sing? I mean, that's constructive criticism. Like, okay, we all hated the performance.
Yeah.
So what do we see him singing? Because ultimately, we are fans, and we want to see them succeed. We, you know, we don't want to just bash these guys left and right, but sometimes it's easy for us to do because
right, yeah.
we see so many of these. But what can he sing to have him grow as an artist, or at least have him grow within the game of X Factor, the competition?
Yeah.
She said Scream, and I think that's a really good choice. She said Usher Scream.
Okay.
I think that could work. I don't think that would be a single that he would sing. I don't think he's going to win the whole competition, but I think he has a great voice, and that would be a good choice. I would like to see him do that song.
He reminded me of Panda.
Touchy subject.
I found out what happened to Panda.
You did?
Yes, I did. I found it out, but we can talk about it in news.
Okay. We'll save it for news and gossip coming up in a few, but all right, I can't wait, so let's move on to Simon.
Okay.
Even though, you know what? Simon, he bothered, you know, no. he's...
JC's getting his mad voice on again.
I
heard it once before. No. Whoa.
Whoa, guys.
Simon so stacks the odds in his... All right. He so stacks the odds in his favor.
Yeah.
Because literally, what did you say out of the whole, each group, you know, he has the, overall, he has the best talent.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Lyrics
1-4-5.
He's firing on all cylinders. Like, none of his groups are even close to the other group, and they're all pretty sick, man.
We're going to get into something with group Fifth Harmony, 1432 Lilas, whatever their name is now in a second. Because Simon did a great strategic play right at the end. And it's getting one. But we'll get into it a little bit later. But let's talk about Emblem 3. Our guys who...
My homies.
Your homies?
Yeah. That's why I wear this hat. I feel like I'm part of Emblem 3.
Yeah, right.
You're the fourth emblem?
Yeah.
You're like the fourth Harmony emblem. Yeah. So they did like My Girl with One Direction and
Katy Perry.
And California Girls. And then Demi Lovato called Simon out on a plug.
She's like, you're so plugging your other artist.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I didn't like them this week as much as last. I thought last week they killed it. They said, hey, we're gonna win this thing.
I think it was still a great performance. I don't think it was as good as last week.
Yeah.
But I mean, it still was their style. I think they're all very talented. We got the third guy that really didn't sing before. He's singing more now too, and he sounds just like them. I feel like they're real. it's all very contained. It's a real, like, you know what you're gonna get with them. It's gonna be a fun performance that you're not gonna take your eyes off of.
Could it get throughout the long process of X Factor, let's say the next 10 weeks, them being those fun guys, could that wear thin? Could we get tired
of
that?
But that's a cool thing. Like, two more weeks of this, and then they're going to pull something slow out, and it's going to be kind of like...
You think they can do it slow?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that, because...
Yeah. When they pull the guitars, too, that's just... It's going to be...
Yeah. You should just be one of them.
Yeah, why are you
It should be
there.
Emblem 4.
Mark is just melting.
Yeah, why is Mark not in this band?
What'd you think, Nick?
I agree with you, actually. I thought that last week was far better. This week didn't do it for me. I think that they're always consistent. I think that they're always fun. I don't think they're going anywhere, but I...
Because they don't have licenses. They're like 15. Come on.
They're not technically going anywhere.
Well, they can't. They said that they got evicted.
Oh, right.
And they, when people ask what their address is, they give them, like, X Factor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
I'm
the dog fight.
Well, I meant that I don't think they're going anywhere in this competition.
What?
I think they're sticking around. No, like, as if they're not leaving it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now that we got that cleared up, I think they have a long future on this show. I think they're going to be consistent on the show. I think that they're going to still be fun on the show. But no, I thought tonight was all strange, all kinds of strange.
I liked it.
Really?
I did. They annoy the shiznit out of me as little boys, and they jump around way too much. Mm-hmm. And they run into each other. They're like dogs. They just jump in there, and they're not aware of the space around them when they get excited. So they're like, and they do that, and that annoys me. But I thought it was like a creative mesh of popular songs, and that it was fun.
Yeah.
And entertaining.
Isn't that what I just... Did she just repeat everything I just said?
Mm.
No, I'm just kidding.
What I said was completely original.
Well, she didn't say she wanted to be in the band.
Right. I don't. You should go in the band and tell that guy to put his shirt back on whenever he was at, what, Simon's?
Sam's house, yeah.
Yeah. And then remember, he was like wearing his shirt. I hated him since then. He like opened his shirt.
I think you like him.
Yeah. No.
Because you were so concerned that he didn't... Yeah, he didn't.
No, it bugged me because it's like, what kind of 15-year-old boy like dresses like that? Like, how hot do you have to think you are to be like, I'm like totally sunburned and like,
You know what? I don't like him either, but confidence goes a long way. He definitely has it, and
young girls vote, and they will vote for him.
They will,
just like you will.
Oh, interesting. Okay, only if Mark is in Emblem 4.
Oh, wow, that's a whole love fest. It's a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That was
horrible.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, I hated it. It was so gross. It was
you
weird.
You didn't feel lyric 1-4-5.
I just was like, what's the point of this? Like, what's important? Like, why are they saying this?
This is why we do this show.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this is why.
No, because I absolutely disagree with you 100%.
Whoa. There we go.
Even LA was like, that was awful.
No, absolutely. I loved it. I really did, because they did... I'm trying to find the right word to encapsulate what it was.
Yes, please.
No, because...
Train wreck would be my word.
How was it a train? Vocally, it was on. They reimagined it. They made it their own.
They used all the same lyrics from the song. Not just the
See,
super...
Of course it was... They made it their own because they didn't sing.
Yeah, there was no singing.
They rapped it.
Like Astro. Like Astro last year, who was also a rapper, because it's still
Astro
music.
Astro was, like, a better singer, too. Yeah, wasn't Astro a singer, too?
No.
No.
Was he not?
No, no rap.
Well, I liked him better.
Just like Johnny Maxwell, just like all the guys that are rap guys, like Nick Youngerman, they're a rapper. Well, no, Nick Youngerman was completely like LMFAO, but
I feel like they were trying to be something they're not.
No, I think. Well, first of all, they've only been together for, what, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
And they're kind of trying to figure out who they are. But I think, like, their image is different than anything else on anywhere. Yeah. It's kind of like a new age Black Eyed Peas, which, you know, it is what it is. But I felt like they were extremely creative with what they did. They worked the stage, and they broke it down, and she did a little talking thing, talking to the judges. Uh-huh. And that was cool. Like, I was highly entertained. It was unexpected. They had personality. There's nothing like that out there.
Yeah. Watch.
No one thought it was bad. No.
I thought it was bad.
Thank you.
I thought it was Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland mixed with Disney on Ice, mixed with Halloween, mixed with glow sticks and black lights and confusion.
Yes.
And I mean, yes, it had a very Black Eyed Pea, you know, feel to it, which is obviously...
But Black Eyed Peas are great.
But they are great, yes. And they did not start that way either. Like, where they are right now, they started very soulful and, you know, they definitely transformed. I thought it was very bizarre. I thought it was too weird.
You guys need to watch the UK X Factor. It's that is strictly from the UK. One of their top, I think it was voted the top performance on X Factor's history. Her name was Misha B. And it was two seasons ago when we did X Factor last year. Mm-hmm. Jesse, our original engineer, he played it for us, and it was when she was on the Queen Throne. It was that type of vibe. It was that color, the kaleidoscope of color in your face, yet performance, because it's an overall performance. Vocally, they didn't sing, yes, but they rapped, they entertained you, they put on a show. I'm going to watch that. They were more entertaining than just about anyone else on the show tonight for me.
I think they were entertaining. I think that it was a little over the top. I think it was creative and frightening, and it confused me. But okay. I think I liked it.
Yeah, but I can't wait to see what they're gonna do next. Like every week, it's gonna be like, what are they gonna turn this into?
Yeah, that's true.
I felt like
they're totally original.
And they do. It is kind of like a Black Eyed Peas thing, but at the same time, it's totally different. Like it's more colorful and it's more characters rather than like futuristic.
Like literally, like, they,
it was. I thought it was
the
awesome.
People under the table,
like the Mad Hatter. That's a character. One of them was. I think the bunny. That's where the Alice in Wonderland comes in. Yeah.
I think they belong on America's Got Talent. And not the X Factor. I mean, that one dude was like pulling his shoulders out of his joints.
Yeah,
like, didn't even have a. I don't even think he had a microphone in his hand.
Did you ever think about it? You never seen that before?
I guess I was looking for planes. I don't know.
So it looks like we're pretty divided on this, so maybe hopefully the Fifth Harmony girls can bring us all together. Uh-oh, this doesn't look good.
Five angels up there.
Yes.
Five angels.
I was like, oh.
What do you guys think of the name?
Not as good as 1432. I like that one better.
I tweeted
them. Shut up, did you?
I got a confession to make.
What did you tweet at them?
I tweeted, they should be called.
Did you tweet the name idea?
Yes.
No, you did not.
I did.
Yeah. Fifth Harmony?
No.
Yeah. Did you say you tweet a candle?
I did, because if you take the first letter of each of their names, it spells out candle.
How long did you spend on that?
Like a few hours, you know, I was working on the algorithms of what's going on, you know, like what's hot, what's not, and just
you had to learn to read
the astrological signs and put it together. No, I just saw.
Did you use a TI-83 calculator for that?
Yeah,
he's playing Scrabble on his iPhone.
Okay, but no, they closed the show with Christina Perry. It was 1,000 years and. I thought they were wonderful. I didn't like the first girl, who's usually the strongest singer.
Mm-hmm. No, she was all nasally. She was pitchy. Everybody else sounded better than her. I thought that she had too much of the song, too.
Yeah, because everyone says that she's the best singer. So this was her time to shine. And
maybe
I think
this wasn't the right song for her.
She
should be able to sing anything.
Maybe she was nervous.
But
I mean, they're all great singers.
The second Harmon. Nizer. She sounded I don't know what
Jackie.
She was.
She's just a member of the second
the,
singer.
The other girl, she sounded the best, for
when
sure.
When they're closed?
The second one.
Or on the no. second one? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, the one who...
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
she's from Miami. The girl
she sounded
from
good.
Yeah, the girl from Miami, Jackie Girardi, I believe. Or Jaguar... gosh, it's JJ. We'll call her JJ.
Where's Jay and Candle?
What's that? No, hold on. And then it's not Jackie.
The
okay,
silent
fine.
C.
Was it Jungle?
All right. I'm telling you, you spell out their names. I swear. You could. Okay.
They look at the tweet, they're like, candle? What is this guy talking about?
As you can tell, we're not making sense tonight, but if you have more questions about the X Factor, make sure to go to our after blog on AfterBuzzTV.com, where we have one of the guys who breaks it down even further. So if you have more questions about what we said and what you saw on the show, go to AfterBuzzTV.com/afterblogs.
Thanks.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any other thoughts to close out the show for tonight? What do we think? You know, could they get better, or should we just go to news and gossip?
Just go to news and gossip.
Yeah. All right.
Or, oops, do you have a thought?
I have a couple little tidbits of news, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Well, I did catch an article, I forget where I saw it, maybe on the AP, that diehard X Factor fans were actually thinking about boycotting the show because of how bad they thought Khloe Kardashian was as a host. And I know. In my opinion, I thought she was days and days better than she was the past couple of times.
Days better.
I forgot where I was going with that. Just really much better, I guess. Uh-huh. Also, all the contestants are living under one house. Before that, they were living in a hotel where Emblem 3 threw a party in their suite, and the hotel guests complained, and they almost got kicked out of the hotel. Hotel management and X Factor management had to come together and say, look, just let them stay here. Don't worry, they're moving soon. They'll be good. With that said, they moved into a house all under one roof with certain rules. On the rule list was no biting. I don't know.
Okay.
No diving in the pool. I'm pretty sure that was because of Emblem 3.
Yeah, both of those are Emblem 3.
No hooking up with each other. That's kind of
That's hard. A rule? Did it say no hooking up?
It said no hooking. It said an apostrophe. And I forget the rest of the rules, but you can find it on TMZ, I believe. It was pretty outrageous, pretty funny. It leaked, but that's my news and my gossip, and I'm sticking to it.
Do we have a quick thing, Michelle?
Yeah, I have a quick thing for the fandas, the panda fans.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And basically, I just want to let everyone know that the reason she was carted off to the hospital was because of her pneumonia relapse, and she actually came back to boot camp, and she made it to the top 60, and she said that she was surprised, but they never showed any of her stuff when actually she sang another song to Simon, and she said he got even more red than the time before, and she like sang it to him. So anyway, she's still out there. She got off at the top 60, and so now she's just so all you fandas.
Well, we're going to throw an invite, so hopefully you're done with your pneumonia-ness and just come on over to the AfterBuzz Studios and share your story with us. So that's a little bit of news and gossip. Let us move to predictions. Okay, now, what we do at AfterBuzz, we don't necessarily just talk about who we hated. Let's talk about our favorite performance first with Nick.
Favorite performance? I'm going with Carly Rose...
Sonnenklar.
I was going to say Carly Rae Jepsen.
I know.
She would have been pretty good, too, I guess. I'm going to go with Carly Rose. I thought she was by far the best of the night. Avino really, he surprised me in a good way. I'm going with Carly.
Carly's
and I'm
best?
Really disappointed in CeCe.
Okay. All right. Best and worst. What about you, Mark?
I really liked all the groups, but my favorite performance was Vino Alon.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Your favoritism because he's your cousin.
Yep.
All right, yeah. Michelle.
Mark Alon. You're related.
Who do you think, Michelle? Who's your fave?
As much as I like gyrating motorcycle, I think that I liked. You know, I'm gonna say Carly
Rose.
Sonnenklar. Carly Rose.
CRS.
I think she did.
I'm going to say Carly Rose, too.
All right. I'm going to agree with none of you and go with Lyric 145.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Air five.
Dare to be different.
Okay, so we got to wrap up quickly. Who's going home? Who do we got?
Brock. Jason Broccoli.
I'm
saying Jason and CeCe are in the bottom two. Jason's going home.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah, all right.
I agree with that, too.
That's three. Three of us agree, and Brock is out. Okay, where can they
find
you?
You can find me at Melissa Macedo M.
You can find me at Macedo Music.
Find me Mark E. Allen.
You can find me at The Nick Collins.
And you can find me at The Everyday Man. And you can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. Till then, we'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Usually when we change the song 30 seconds before the show, usually it just goes fine.
I know, it goes totally fine.